Pools and Spas, 1021 State Street in Bentendorf, just west of the I-74 bridge.
Here we go. He is the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. Available in the paper form or via the web at rcreader.com.
This is a web week, yes, yeah. Indeed. Got a new one on Wednesday coming.
So here he is. He's Mike Schultz.
It's good to be here.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Trying to think. I'm looking at what the movies you saw. And did you see State of Play?
I did see State of Play.
Can we start there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And?
It's fine, I guess. It's just another one of those paranoid thrillers where, you know, did politicians do something evil? Oh, maybe, you know. Yeah. So we find out, yeah, they actually
And there's a big twist at the end?
Well, that's such crap. No, yeah. We talked about that last week that, they've been kind of plugging it as you won't believe how it ends.
Yeah.
Well, it ends exactly the way you think it will.
I mean, if you've ever seen a movie before.
Well, you don't spend the first hour and a half with poor Ben Affleck weeping over his dead girlfriend without going, well, come on.
I don't trust that Affleck. As far as I control him, that's what I say.
It's interesting, but it's a weird flick because it's all about the heroic newspaper journalist, uh-huh. You know, who's out there digging for the story and, you know, talking to the important people. And it's all about how stupid bloggers are and how bad online journalism is and how that's not real work. And it just seems like it's about 5 years too late for this movie. You know, it's like you could have brought that up maybe in 2003.
Trying to save the newspaper, huh?
Yeah. You know, well, we're not killing as many trees
these
days.
Do you know this is a movie
probably
based
shouldn't.
On a TV show?
Yeah, a six-episode TV show.
Like an
English six-hour
TV show
thing?
That they turn into a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they kind of squeezed it all into an hour 50. But
So his girlfriend's not dead?
No, she's dead, but, you know, he has more to do with the crime than we initially thought.
I can't believe that shocking.
Oh, Affleck. What are you going to do with him?
It was an accident!
No!
That's a great sound cue. I hadn't heard that one before.
No! So
that's good.
You also saw 17 again.
I saw 17 again. And? Yeah, which is exactly what you think it's going to be. It's you know, it's big all
over
again.
It's a retread of Big.
Different. It's kind of more Back to the Future-y, which I didn't realize because he goes back into his high school. Zac Efron goes back into his high school body, but he goes there to kind of help his kids out, and he winds up having his daughter develops this huge crush on him and stuff. And so it's kind of got that little icky, incestuous.
Yeah.
Wow, look at what's going on there. Yeah.
I washed your underpants for you, Calvin.
Yeah. Ugh. But it's got so many good people in it. I mean, Melora Hardin, you know, she's awesome. Leslie Mann's hysterical, and Thomas Lennon. It's got really good people in it. So, yeah, it's harmless. And then I saw Crank, High Voltage.
Yes.
And, oh, it's repellent. It's so awful. It's so bad.
How did it do?
I don't know. Like 7 million, maybe? Not great. Yeah. But something like that.
Bad, huh?
Wow. Shocking. The first one was so much fun. Yeah, it was so good.
It did exactly $7 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one is just perverse and stupid and badly filmed and badly timed. It's like this Jerry Lewis movie with ultraviolence. It's so awful.
I
think you're going to say it's one where Jerry Lewis is a clown in Auschwitz.
The Day the Clown Cried.
Is it that repellent?
It's terrible.
Really?
It's shockingly terrible. People were leaving. Yeah. About halfway through the movie, this woman just uttered this expletive behind me and walked out. She was like, that's it. I can't even talk about it.
It's bad.
Yeah, and the camera is always like up people's asses and you know, just being as disgusting. It's like watching a colonoscopy for an hour and a half.
Awful.
Wow, I hated everything about it.
I love Statham,
and that movie sucked.
Is it your least favorite movie of the year?
It wins so far by a wide margin.
Really?
By a wide margin.
Okay, well, we'll try to remember
it's
this
terrible.
One later in the year. What about Crank?
Keep that in mind, because it's going to be hard to top this one.
If
it was
you
terrible.
Had to watch Crank or that Robin Williams where he's the priest movie. What was that called?
License to Wed?
If you had to watch one of them, which would it be?
The movie I'd never want to think about again. I'd have to watch the Robin Williams movie.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Well, at least that's got John Krasinski and some people. But boy, this one was just staggeringly
bad.
Is
that right? How bad was
Horrible
Bai Ling
fantasy
in it?
Scenes. Oh my God! Oh, she's treated terribly. The poor woman. She plays this crack addict whore, you know, who just kind of runs around the street in this really this micro mini and mangles the English language.
Yeah.
And, oh,
she's
I felt
not
so bad for her.
Actress.
No, her career is done now. That's it.
She's a delight.
Yeah.
She's probably a lovely person. But
she's a nightmare.
Yeah, okay. But you got David Carradine in it, who's terrible, and Dwight Yoakam is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh man.
This
yeah,
is
I wanted
so bad,
to die.
I want to see it now.
Yeah. You almost
You're
have to see it to believe
now
it.
To see this, it looks so. It sounds so bad.
Not since that awful Lindsay Lohan one. What was that one she did a couple
I
years
know
ago?
Who
I know
me.
Who killed me. Not since that have I just been so
really?
Offended.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll try to remember
you
this.
You might
one.
Want to catch it. Yeah, it's
remember
terrible.
Well, can we talk about the movies that are opening today?
We better. Yes, please.
Let's start with The Soloist, which just looks awful.
It does, and the reviews aren't bad, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Journalist Steve
it does,
Lopez.
This
does
is going to be
bad.
Some sort of heart tugger.
Uh-huh.
That's what they say it looks like, and they say it's a little bit like that, but not as much as you'd think.
Okay.
Journalist Steve Lopez discovers Nathaniel Anthony Ayers, a former classical music prodigy, playing his violin on the streets of L.A. As Lopez endeavors to help this homeless man find his way back, a unique friendship is formed, one that transforms both their lives.
There you go.
Here's a clip. Well, I don't know what that is. Oh, wait, I do know what that is.
That was my theme, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's a clip from The Soloist.
What's wrong? What's this business about me having a schizophrenic?
It's legal jargon.
It says that I have a schizophrenic mind. I do not.
That's not what I think. Nathaniel, they try to put people in a...
I'm not going anywhere.
And the good news is it has
I
nothing
don't
to do with...
Where you say go, I go where I want to go. You don't put me away, Mr. Lopez. You don't put me away.
Okay.
You don't put me away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's based on a real story. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
What kind of flutes do you play?
Also opening today.
Oh, okay. You're a bow player. Then I'm not interested.
Forget it.
Also opening today in theaters is Obsessed.
Yeah, this could be trashy in a
fun
way.
This looks just dreadful, too.
Who's in this?
Beyonce, Darren.
Oh,
is in this.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
You got your Beyonce, you got your Ali Larder is in this movie.
You also got Idris Elba, who's being great on The Office these days. You've been watching him on that? He's funny.
Yeah.
Beyonce Knowles and Ali Larder star in a thriller about an unhinged stalker who threatens to destroy a happy family and a career. In this clip, Beyonce comes home and... the crazy chick is there.
Yeah.
And Beyonce is not happy.
No.
This is Obsessed.
Did you not get my message?
I'm so sorry. We didn't want you to find out this way.
I knew it would come to this.
I know how hard it must be to have someone fall out of love with you. Wait, it
Don't
doesn't...
Don't touch me.
We can talk. I told you, don't touch me!
Foxy Cleopatra!
I think
That's
I saw...
The whole movie, I'm just going to be waiting for her to go, you don't touch Foxy Cleopatra!
Mind if I dance with your date?
Wow.
I think she headbutts the chick.
I think she does, too.
Well,
yeah, as I recall, I saw that. Yeah, this could be a fun... Oh, girlfriend, this could be fun.
Bring me your white women.
I'm kind of psyched, I gotta say. Yeah, this one could be fun.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
It's also PG-13, which kind of dulls my interest.
It'd be better if she had the Foxy Cleopatra hair.
Foxy Cleopatra! Also opening in theaters today is a movie called Fighting. Now, this is brilliant. What do we call the movie?
Yeah.
Well, it's got some fighting in it. How about we call it Fighting? In this one, in New York City, a young counterfeiter, of course... played by Channing Tatum, is introduced to a world of underground street fighting by a seasoned scam artist played by Terrence Howard. What?
Terrence. No!
Terrence becomes his manager on the bare-knuckling brawling circuit. The people at Fighting did not see fit to send us a clip.
That's pretty rude.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember, and I think pretty telling.
I saw a preview for this a couple months ago, and the audience cracked up when they announced the title. I mean, it was just like, really?
The movie
really?
Is...
You're not even trying? All right.
The movie is called Fighting.
Fighting okay. It is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then?
We also have another pretty, one with a title that's kind of tells it all. Earth is opening today,
and
of
then
course.
That's the Disney
it's
movie.
About Earth,
and
I
every
understand.
Time you buy a ticket they'll plant a tree.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
all right.
And this is about polar bears eating seals or
polar
something.
Bears and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And then there's good. Sugar,
and then there's Sugar.
Sugar has its premiere tonight at the Showcase Cinemas 53. Now that's the movie about the is he from the Dominican Republic?
Yeah.
And he comes to the Quad Cities to be a minor league ball player.
All right.
This thing is getting like ridiculously good reviews.
I can't wait. I'm really excited. I'm thrilled we got it. The last
line that Ebert says in his review is this is a wonderful film.
Oh, well, fantastic.
So
Miguel Santos,
I have yet to read a bad review of it. Yeah.
Miguel Santos, a.k.a. Azucar, a Dominican pitcher from San Pedro de Macorís, struggles to make it in the big leagues and pull himself and his family out of poverty. Playing professionally at the Kansas City Knights Baseball Academy, he gets his break at the age of 19 when he advances to the United States minor league system. He travels from the Dominican Republic to a small town in Iowa. Now, I think they call us River City, Iowa.
Okay.
I think we're a fictional town.
It is a fictional town.
We're like Pawnee, Indiana. Don't look for it on the map.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
He and a couple other Latin American teammates are the only Spanish-speaking people here in the Quad Cities. He struggles with the new language and culture. ¿Cómo se dice Whitey's ice cream? He's faced with isolation that he's never before experienced. That's Sugar again. It's just getting.
I can't wait.
I know that feeling.
Just getting rave reviews.
Do you guys have pals in this one? I've got at least a half a dozen who were given a line or
that's the,
more.
That's the picture.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I don't. I don't know anyone that's been in this.
Okay.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I'm curious to
but
see.
It just looks fantastic and good for us. And now they're filming this earthquake movie here in town too.
Uh huh.
Are we going to become?
Yeah, I think absolutely.
I actually was
talking about this with a friend the other night. Well, first of all, there's all sorts of incentive packages now for filmmakers to come to Iowa to film.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Beyond that, of course, we do have the gay marriage thing, mm-hmm. which is kind of making us look a little cooler to the Hollywood
types. All of a sudden, we're the hip Midwest states.
Absolutely right. I think there's going to be a bunch more filming's going on. I just have this feeling that put those two things together and automatically people are going, Iowa. Well, I never thought about Iowa for filming how many movies are set in the Midwest but shot in LA?
Right. Right.
It's like, just go to Iowa instead.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Brittany Murphy's in town, you know.
That's still?
Yeah.
She's just hungover and can't leave? Or what's happening?
Doesn't know how to leave.
You've heard some of the same stories we have.
She hasn't been at my bars. What the hell? Brittany.
He's Mike Schultz of the
Thanks,
River
Mike.
City's Reader.
Thanks, pleasure.
As always, man. 920 and 65 degrees. We're Dave and Darren. This is Rock 104.9.